This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Two trade items upon which to touch today, day two of trade talks with China. No big news to report there. The hard deadline, according to the White House, still March the 1st on new tariffs. Also, new NAFTA, officially the USMCA, has hit a couple of snags in the ratification process. So at the macro level, kind of the same old, same old. For people actually trying to make a living in the trade economy, though, the uncertainty continues. We got our apple farmer, Patrick Smith, up in Yakima, Washington, on the phone to talk things over. Hey, Patrick, it's Kai. How are you?
Hey, Kai. Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. You rolling on your end? You hit that little record button already?
Yep. All right. We are recording and on the way.
All right, good. So how are things? I mean, here you are once again, sort of the guy in the middle of a couple of trade things, the China thing, the NAFTA thing, the renegotiation thing. I mean, it's a mess for you.
Yeah. It's been a long, slog over the last few months here. And until the new NAFTA talks and the China talks, have some sort of resolution and the tariffs get lifted, we continue to have pretty strong headwinds in moving our products into those markets. And it doesn't seem like there's a resolution coming anytime soon.
Without getting into actual dollars and cents, because that's none of my business, but how much has the last, how long have we been doing this? Like 8-9 months now? How on a percentage basis, how much has it cost you?
So our Apple exports had grown 34% over the prior 2 years. Wow. And subsequently now are down 29% this year. The four largest markets for Washington Apple exports are Mexico, Canada, India, and China and Taiwan. Wow. And those markets collectively are down 30%. They represent about 70% of our total exports. Tensions between the countries on trade has had a very noticeable impact on our ability to move product in there. And some of it also, of course, is the strength of the dollar, which is a consequence of these trade wars.
You and Tim Cook, he was complaining about the strong dollar the other day.
It's the same story. For Apple and apples.
look at that. We made a global trade joke.
Exactly. So full circle.
If this goes on now for whoever knows how much longer it's going to go on, what are you going to do, Patrick?
That's a good question. The hard part is that, our industry right now is in as precarious of a place as it's been in many years. Prices just generally are poor. We're obviously having trouble with exports. Yeah. Costs continue to go up, driven in large part by labor. I think every apple grower in the state of Washington is, thinking these same things. Yeah. But we're not really getting much help. We're not part of the market facilitation program that USDA has put out. We're just kind of on our own in a way, it seems like.
Yeah. Just for the beer aficionados among us, people will remember that you grow hops up there as well. How's that side of the business doing?
That side of the business is a bit better than apples at this point. The craft beer industry here in the U.S. Continues to drive some growth there. Keep drinking IPA. I know how much you like IPA.
I will.
But about 50 to 60% of our production in the hop industry is exported. And so while we haven't been hit with tariffs, we are feeling the impact of the strong dollar and the, just general trade tensions between the U.S. and other countries. And I think that's having an impact there as well.
Patrick Smith, he and his family run Loftus Ranches up in Yakima, Washington. They make beer, too, actually, for what it's worth. Good beer.
We do make beer.
Patrick, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Kai. Appreciate it.